Blog Talk Radio.
We can fail tomorrow. Because it is a piano. And because we know. thank God today, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We welcome God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. So have His way tonight, O God. Come down and bless everyone of us. And manifest the power, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bow in our hearts. All the principalities and powers of the kingdom of the enemies of righteousness. We cast them away in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We call the name of Jesus. Yes. There's Mount Zion here tonight. Upon Mount Zion, we thank God. God have your way. Speak your word, O God. And bless your people, Lord. Come down and manifest the power.
Lord, Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna. Hosanna. on television ministry tonight. We're going to be talking about we are unstoppable because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, we are unstoppable. You can't stop Jesus. Because you can't stop Jesus, you can't stop us either. Oh, yes, God has got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. In that army, we've got a part. God has got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Everlasting joy, gladness in our hearts. And in this army, I've got a part. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is our song, just healing in our hands. Everlasting joy, gladness in our hearts. And in this army, I've got a part. In God's army, we belong. Yes, in Him we live. In Him we have our being. In Him we live and grow and have our being. In Him we live and grow and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing up to the Lord. Tell off His might, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing up to the Lord. Tell off His might, hallelujah, in Him we live and grow and have our being. In Him we live and grow and have our being. Our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for Thee.
The devil could not stop Jesus from going to the cross.
Jesus went to the cross anyway. And because Jesus is unstoppable, we his followers, you his followers, you are unstoppable because we have a Jesus Christ that is a winner. On the cross, he defeated Satan and all his powers. On the grave, in the grave, death could not hold him captive. He bought through. The Bible says that God raised him from the dead on the third day. And he's alive to live forevermore. And then he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore, my disciples. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's why we are here every weekend. We are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations, reaching out to millions of people around the world, listening to this word of God about salvation, healing and deliverance, and the blessings of God that Jesus Christ provided for you on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. I tell you, you are in the right place. And God is going to do you good. Sing wonderful, great and marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something wonderful, great and marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to me this very day. Good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way, something good is going to happen to you right now. This broadcast, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing our way. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again.
Good.
Stop breathing. Jesus' name. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he's there in our midst. Jesus is in our midst right now.
Yes.
To save, to heal, to deliver, and to bless. Oh, yes. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now.
Jesus is here right now. Yes, to deliver and to set the captives free. Jesus is here
right
now.
Jesus, you are here right now.
Jesus, you are here right now. You are here to deliver and to set the captives free. Jesus, you are here right now.
Jesus, you are here right now.
Right now.
Jesus is here
right now.
Yes,
to deliver and to set the captives
free.
Jesus, yes,
right now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, lay your hands upon everyone that has come into this service. As many that have come into the service, Lord Jesus, lay your hands upon them.
Lay your hands upon
them,
Jesus, and
heal
them, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Solve your problems,
God. Solve my problems and the problems of my children, the problem of my entire family, Father, yes. Lord God, lay your hands on me and you may go
the
way to Jesus.
Yes, Lord, do something new in the life of everyone that has come into this service. In the name of Jesus, And the devil showed up and he tried to play on him. You know, the devil smashed Job with never disease, you know, destroy all his wealth, all his property, business, everything was gone. And even when they were telling Job, why not curse God and die? Job said, no, I will not curse God and die. I don't care what is happening. I am unstoppable. I'm not going to stop serving God. Terrible sight. I'm not going to stop serving. I'm going to keep serving God. I'm going to keep praising God. I'm going to keep worshiping God. I'm going to keep studying the word of God. I'm going to keep praying and interceding. Oh, yes. I'm going to keep on doing evangelism because the devil cannot stop me. In the name of Jesus, greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Oh, yes, that's what it is. We are unstoppable. Tell somebody you are unstoppable. Tell somebody I am unstoppable. Yes.
In Jesus' name, I am unstoppable.
Yes, in Jesus' name, we are unstoppable. Our family is unstoppable. Our homes, our businesses, our jobs, our ministries are unstoppable. God has blessed the works of our hands. Whatever we do, it shall prosper. Oh, yes, no power can stop us in the name of Jesus. Rather, we stop our enemies. In the name of Jesus, all the spiritual and physical enemies of our lives, our families, our homes, our children, our jobs, our ministries, all our enemies, we stop them in the name of Jesus. We stop Satan and his demons. We stop our principles and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, witchcraft and occultic and diabolical forces. We stop you in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease and poverty and hardship and frustration and failure, we stop all of you in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are unstoppable. We are unstoppable because Jesus is in us. We are unstoppable. Greater is Christ that is in us than the devil that is the world. And I pray for every one of you that are in this service right now. We have over 15,000 people are in this service already. I pray for you that you are unstoppable. In the name of Jesus, you are unstoppable. Every one of you is unstoppable because of Jesus, because you have Jesus. The devil cannot stop you. The demons cannot stop you. The witches and wizards, the occult, they cannot stop you because you have Jesus. Greater is Jesus that is in you than the devil that is in the world. Hallelujah. That is the word of God for you today. God asked me to share that message with every one of you, that you are unstoppable because of Jesus. We are unstoppable because of Jesus. Yes, write it somewhere in your diary. Write it somewhere in your Bible. Write it somewhere. Write it somewhere in your house, on your car. Write it anywhere. Just write it. Because of Jesus, I am unstoppable because of Jesus. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in me, that sickness and disease and poverty and hardship and frustration and failure and Satan and demons, all those things, they have no power over me. Jesus has given me power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by enemy cause us because of Jesus Christ. Ramos Calabaya, Yeke Senderebo, Sindariaba, Ivo Aro, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, spiritual physical evil arrows that our enemies are shooting at us, God return them back to the sender to slay down those who are shooting them at us. In the name of Jesus, evil arrows, go back to your sender. In the name of
Jesus,
give us the yes, in the name of Jesus.
Evil arrows, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus.
Hey, Baba, stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah.
Give you praise.
Everyone is welcome. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining this service. Oh, yes, more of you coming. Everyone is welcome. In the name of Jesus, God bless you all for joining this service. And every one of you who have been encouraging us, God continue to reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Now we're going to turn the service over to Our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Alain Kalawa, to share with us what God has laid in our hearts for us today from the Word of God. Over to you, ma.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Father God, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. And magnify and exalt your name, O Lord God, for sending me through tonight. Let me teach what I have to teach in Jesus' name. Today's topic is meditating on the Word of God. Joshua 1:8 says, we shall meditate on the Word of God day and night, and do according to how it is written in the Bible, so that our way might be prosperous. Psalm 104:34 says, our meditation of God shall be sweet to him, and we will be glad in the Lord. When we meditate in the Word of God, we will be glad in the Lord. Psalm 77:11-12. You have to meditate upon all your work and talk of your deeds. Knowing Christ and meditating upon God's word is a daily necessity that we should meditate on the word of God, on God's word.
Man.
The following steps are suggested to help us do this meditation in the word of God. We find a quiet, private place. That's number one. Number two, we prepare our hearts to confess our sins and bind the enemy. Ask the Holy Spirit for insight, because the enemy does not want us to even go into the Word of God. Because we know when we go into the Word of God, it's already defeated.
Yeah.
Three, we focus on a few verses of scripture. Three, we read slowly, we don't rush. We read slowly and deliberately, pondering on every word. Write down what God says to you through the word. You have to be writing down the main point we come across so that we can be able to remember. Six, we apply the verses to our own life and respond as the Lord directs us. Then seven, if there is opportunity, we share this word of God that we meditated with someone else, which will be a teacher to someone else. We teach the word of God to someone else. All of us know that Psalm 119, we should be accustomed to Psalm 119, which has 176 verses. Psalm 119 talks about the Word of God, the law of God, the Word of God. Psalm 119 is from verse 1 to 176, to 176. I'm just going to read a few of them. So they are all about the Word of God. If you want to know what the Word of God is actually doing, we should go and meditate on Psalm 119 from verse 1 to verse 176. You don't have to rush. We have been told we should not rush. That's Psalm 119. If you want to meditate on it for a whole week, we just stay on it and just be taking it maybe 20 verses each day as you want it, and until you complete it, or anytime you just want to meditate on the Word of God, you just pick it up and meditate. Psalm 119, I will read some of this. Verse 1 says, therefore are people of integrity. We must be people of integrity. The only thing that can give us joy is the Word of God. Who follow the instruction of the Lord The word of God is instruction from the Lord. Verse 2, therefore are those who obey his law. We must obey the word of God, and we will be joyful and search for him with all their hearts.
We
have to search for God with all our heart, because the word of God is God himself. Verse 3 says we should not compromise with evil, and we should walk only in his path. The only way to walk in the path of God is through the word of God. The word of God directs our path. We are told that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a lamp unto our path. We should keep the commandments of the Lord God carefully. The word of God is his commandment. Oh, that my action will consistently reflect your decree. There is no way we can have any good character unless we do the word of God.
Yeah.
When we do the word of God, when we read it, then our actions will reflect what we are reading. If we read the word of God, we'll never be put to shame. Verse 6, then I will not be ashamed. I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commandments. The word of God doesn't make one to be ashamed. We have to learn the word of God. Verse 7, as I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. When we meditate on the word of God, we live a life of righteousness. And we live as we should do, and we live as we should live.
Yeah.
You must meditate and obey the decree. The word of God is called decree. When we obey the word of God, God will never give up on us. And we too will never give up easily. We not give up when we read the word of God.
Yes.
How can a young person keep himself pure? The only way is by obeying the word of God. Because youth character is very difficult. It's only by obeying the word of God that they can have good character. Verse 11. He said, I've hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. It's the word of God in our heart that does not make us to sin against God. Without the word of God, we just be committing sin. Verse 12 says, I praise you, O Lord, teach me your decree. Some portion in the Bible, when you read it, one don't even understand. Then when you praise God and tell God to teach you, because God is a teacher. Jesus is a teacher too, the teacher of the world. Jesus teach me this passage I'm reading. Then you, when you read it well again, you will understand. I rejoice in your law as much as in riches. The word of God is only the only thing that can give one's joy. All the songwriters are writing or singing is because it's the word of God they use in singing them. That's why we always have joy. That's why we are rejoicing. If the word of God is not in those songs, the song is useless. I will study your commandments. Mm-hmm. the word of God is just like studying like we study any other subjects we are taught in school, geography, history. I will study your commandments. We have to study the word of God.
Yes.
And reflect on your ways. When we study the word of God, it shows in our ways. Verse 16, I will delight in your decree. The word of God is called decree. And not forget your word. The word we read, we shouldn't forget it. He said, be good to your servant, verse 17, that I may live and obey your word. All servants of God doing the word, all that are doing service of God, that are workers in the church of God, all of us have to know the word of God. Be good to your servants, that I may live and obey your word. The pastors, the Christian brethren, they must live according to the word of God and obey the word of God. Open my eyes, verse 18, to see the wonderful truth in your instruction.
Yes.
The word of God is the truth. We are told that those who worship God in John chapter 14, verse 24, those who worship God in truth and in spirit. The word of God is spirit. The word of God is truth. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truth in your instruction. If God opens one's eye, one will be surprised that, is this thing in the word of God? Is what I'm going through actually is in the word of God? You don't see exactly what we are passing through in the word of God. And it should not make that problem to be difficult for us.
Yeah.
The word of God should be our desire. What we should desire to be meditating on, always overwhelmed with a desire for your regulations. May we all desire to be meditating and be reading in the word of God in Jesus' name. Because if you cling to the word of God and meditate on the word of God, you will never be put to shame in life. And we will always live the life of faithfulness. May God bless his word in Jesus' name. The word of God is
an encouragement. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. For your word is the Father to edge the you are a God to me fire. I want my eating in my heart. I need nothing against you. I want God to end it. You are a God to me fire. All of my eating in my heart. I need nothing against you.
Against him.
Yes. Have you hidden the word of God in your heart, the word of God, the word of God, the scripture, is that the word is profitable for correction, for reproof. The word of God is profitable for doctrine. Yes. We need to hide the word of God in our heart. I told you the other day that it's about the heart. It is about the heart. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, everything is about the heart. Then, he said, Psalm 56, verse 18, he said, if you regard iniquity in your heart, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear us. God will not listen to us. If we regard iniquity in our heart. Now, tonight, another one has been added. Psalm 119, the word of God have I hidden in my heart so that I may not sin against God.
Indeed,
the whole thing is about the heart. Please, can you give us that picture? Psalm 119, verse 1. Like, this is very important. This is very important. Psalm 119, verse 7. Thy word have I hidden
in my heart. That I may not sin against thee.
Yes, Psalm 119, verse 11. Yes, it's Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hidden in my heart.
Yes, verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Verse 11.
About the heart. I went somewhere and I met some Christians. When they want to enter church, they cover their head. Then another people, some remove their earrings. As they are trying to enter the church, they remove their earrings. I was looking at them. I said, what are these people doing? Then I went somewhere to another church. When they want to enter church, they remove their shoes. They remove their shoes from their legs and they enter inside the church. I say, look, all these are all outward shoes. See, people wear uniform to church. They wear white garments. You know, they symbolize holiness. Must you wear a white garment? You may wear a white garment. You may not wear a white garment. But the Bible did not talk about outward. It's always about the heart. Your heart is you, your spirit. Your heart, you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. You are a spirit. Every human being is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. So your heart is your spirit. So your real you is your heart. So the issue is about the heart. It's about the heart. Now, this is very serious. This is very serious. Psalm 66, verse 18. In David says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. That's Psalm 66, verse 18. Then Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. The blessed are the pure in heart. Not pure outwardly. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see how the thing is going? Then tonight, Psalm 119, verse 11, he says, thy word, the word of God, have I hidden in my heart,
so that I
will not
sin
against God. You see how the thing is going? It's about the heart. It's about the heart. Jesus said, out of your heart to speak evil thoughts. See, when you think good and think good and think righteousness, you think holiness, you think pure, blessed be pure, you know, whatever things are pure, whatever are clean, whatever you think on it, it will proceed from your mouth. It will manifest what you think in your heart. As you think, so shall it be. So it's about the heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So if you want to see God, if you want to go to heaven, when you leave this world, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They shall see God. Outward appearance, no way. Hey, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they are the outward appearance people. Oh, they love to pray by the street corner so that everybody will see them and give glory to them. They love to give alms to the poor in the public so that everybody will appreciate them. They, you know, hypocrisy. You know, but Jesus says it's about the heart. It's about the heart. So now there is a question. How is your heart? No wonder when Jesus was on earth, he was not interested in your religion. Look at all the discussion Jesus had with people in the Bible. He has never talked religion with anybody. Well, read the scripture. Starting from Nicodemus, he talked about the rich fool, he talked about the centurion, he talked about the woman at the well of Samaria, and so on and so on. Jesus had never discussed religion with any of them. And what he was doing, he was probing their heart. What he knew? What are you thinking about? Who are you really? Because Nicodemus came and he was talking religion. And he thought Jesus was interested. He was talking religion. Nicodemus. Jesus said, hold on, Nicodemus, hold on. I know what you're talking about. Everybody likes religion. Oh, yes, it's very good to be religious, yes. But something is missing. Something very serious is missing in this discussion. Then Jesus threw the bomb. Nicodemus, have you been born again? Nicodemus was shocked. What? Are we going to church? We build the cathedral. Oh, my father was a pastor. Oh, we own the church. Oh, we preach every Sunday. Oh, I have a big title. Oh, I give up to the poor. Oh, I fast twice in a week. Oh, then he named all the religious things that he has been doing. Jesus said, that's not what we are talking about. Have you been born again? If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Are you living a new life in Christ Jesus? Or you have been living your old life? Because he knew for the first time that he needed salvation to be born again of the Spirit. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus made it clear. So Nicodemus gave his life to Jesus Christ, and right there, Jesus led him to the sinner's prayer, and Nicodemus got saved and born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus followed Jesus Christ up to the cross. If you read through the scriptures, you find that the centurion, Nicodemus, and Mary, Martha, Mary Magdalene, and several of them, they became disciples of Jesus Christ. They followed Jesus Christ up to the cross. Nicodemus was there. The centurion was there in the day, in the time of crucifixion. That is to show the repentance that has happened on the inside of the renewal of heart. Jesus was more concerned about their life. Jesus, I read through all the people Jesus spoke to in the Bible. There was none of them he told, hey, you got to go to church right there. That church right there, you got to go to that church. That is the church for you. Jesus never told anybody things like that. Rather, he wanted them to get right with God, connect with heaven, connect with the Holy Spirit, connect with God. If that Spirit of God is in you, nobody's going to tell you to go to church. If you have Christ in you, you are born again and saved, and you have Jesus in you, nobody will wake you up and tell you, hey, it's time for service. It's time to take your Bible and start going down the street. There's a church down there. If you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you will live a new life in Christ. So Jesus was not interested in religion, discussion of any religion. Jesus was about their life, the life of the person. Because the woman at the well of Samaria, when Jesus met, Jesus said, what are you doing here? You know, and the discussion proceeds. And she found out that this is the prophet of God. And she was surprised. See, you have been married, Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mr. Z, Mr. Y. Even the marriage where you are now, they are not going to be there. Because you have a wrong spirit. You are not looking for God. You are not looking for Jesus. You are not looking for the Lord. Here am I. Jesus is here right now. You need to accept him as the Lord of faith. And that woman gave her life to Christ as well as her maid. Jesus prayed with her and taught the word of God to her. She was born again and saved, sanctified, and she went back to the city and lured all the people to come and listen to Jesus Christ. She became an evangelist of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not telling her, come to my church. Jesus was not telling her, go to that church. Jesus was not telling her, you got to go down the street there. There's a church there. That's the church. Come to my church. Go to that church. Go to that. Jesus did not do that. What Jesus was trying to tell her, you need to connect with God. Stop marrying Mr. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Those things are not going to help you. You, this woman at the well of Samaria, you need to marry Jesus. You need to marry the Holy Spirit. You need to marry God. You need to hook up with God. Right there, that woman gave her life to Jesus. Jesus helped her to be born again, to be saved, baptized in spirit, and she became an evangelist right there. And then he went into the town and called all the people to come and listen to Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. It's about your life. It's about you and God. It's about, you know, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yeah? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yeah? He didn't say they shall see church. They shall see God. Don't misunderstand me. I go to church. Oh, I go to church. Last Sunday I was in the church, and I go to church. Oh, don't misunderstand me. The blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. The word of God have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Then he says, if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not. So it's about the heart. About the inner man. It's about the inner man. Yes. I want to pray right now because Mama has hit a very big point when she quoted that scripture, Psalm 119, verse 11. You know, that really opened everything up. And now we are going to pray. Lord, help me. Let me hide your word in my heart, that I may not sin again. Because if you don't hide the word of God, you don't hide the word of God in your heart, you are going to sin against God. See, Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. This is very serious. This is very serious. The word of God have you hidden in your heart, that you may not sin against God. That's our prayer tonight. Let me hide the word of God in my heart, so that I will not sin. Yes, I will pray that prayer. And let us pray that prayer.
Let me hide my word, your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Me and my children and grandchildren, those of my daughter, the ones of my children, mother of my grandchildren, Lord God, all of us, let us hide your word in our heart, so that I may not sin against you. God, let me hide your word in my heart, that I will not sin against you. Mercy, God, let me hide your word in my heart, that I will not sin against you. Jesus, let me hide my word, hide your word in my heart, that I will not sin against you. In Jesus' name, please let me hide your word in my heart, that I will not sin against you. Jesus, let me hide my word, your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. In Jesus' name, let me hide your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Jesus, let me hide my your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Jesus, let me hide your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
God in your heart, that you may not see.
Jesus, let me hide my your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Jesus, let me hide your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Mercy, God, let me hide your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Thank you, Lord. Thy word am I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Thy word have you been in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Thy word have I eaten in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Thy word have you been in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
Thy word
have I hidden in my heart,
that I may not
sin against you.
Thy
word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Thy
word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Thy word have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Thy word have I
hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Thy word have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
Hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you, Lord. Your word I will see in your heart, and you might not sin against you, Lord. Name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we're going to stop here today, and we're going to continue tomorrow night. We change the time to 9 p.m. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So the reason is there are more people available during this prime time. We call it prime time. Those of you who are familiar with the media, with the radio, TV, media, you know what I'm talking about when I say prime time. Prime time is anytime from 7 o'clock. Anytime from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. is prime time. That's when people are more available for broadcasting and teaching and preaching. People are at home, they are relaxed with their family, and they can listen. Right now, we are over 20,000 people in this service right now. And it is because people are available at home, you know, because when we were doing this 5 o'clock with the club, that's not prime time. And a lot of people are still at work, still in business, still at school and so on. So we didn't have a lot of people. But now we are able to reach thousands of people every weekend using the prime time. That's why we changed. But we want to thank God for all of you who are able to join and be a part of this service. And all of you who are encouraging us to keep on doing. God reward you all abundantly and bless you all for your kindness and your love towards this ministry. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. We worship God Almighty and give you praise. Forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, tweet it, share it. Let it go viral and bless the whole world. In the name of Jesus. Because Jesus lives, you can save tomorrow. We are unstoppable. The devil cannot stop us. Satan cannot stop you either. And the demon cannot stop any of us, because the greater one lives in us. Greater is Christ that is in us than the devil that's in the world. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to say the grace. Let's say the grace right now. May the grace of our Lord
Jesus Christ, the love of God,
and
the peace, fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
be
with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us
all
the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Bless you all. Lord.
Thank
bless
you, sir.
You thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Sir. Good night, sir. Yes, sir.
He brings the sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord. We bring it to the house of the Lord. We offer unto you sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. So tomorrow we're going to be together again, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. God bless you all. Thank you so much for showing up and being a part of this service. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you all, and we say God bless you all in Jesus' name. We bring the sacrifice of praise of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer unto you. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, as we offer unto you, the sacrifice.
We bring the stars aside, the free, oh, stars that